one cause has bargain me news for you, yeah. We got the good, bad, and other stuff to tell you. So listen up to our board game review. Hoo-hoo's, you really like it or I'll make you eat your shoe. Hoo-hoo's.
So I'm back again with Joe, and we're going to talk about some game, a little game that he brought to my attention.
We discovered it.
Not many people know about this game. What's this game you want to
talk
about?
This is an indie release by a small little boutique called Rio Grande Games.
Okay.
Dominion.
Oh, okay. That name sounds familiar.
So it's actually probably the big granddaddy of deck-building games.
Right.
This is not a collectible card game like Magic the Gathering. This is a deck-building game. You start with a basic hand of cards, and then through a different series, like there's 12 sets of cards to choose from as you play. Now there's, within the game itself, mega version, there's probably 100 version things to pick from. But each game you're playing, you're picking from 12. Mm-hmm. And the idea is you build your most efficient deck, and you play through until you get to some victory conditions, like end points, getting rid of, depleting some decks. And then at the end you add up your victory points and hey, we win. I've played this. I don't own the game, but when I play it, especially if you got good people, you're just, it becomes different every single time because there's enough variation.
That's true.
And you can play it, pick it. You're making your, especially at the end when your engine starts turning, where you start drawing actions, extra purchases, and it gets to the point where, like, at the very beginning, you might buy one card, and that's the only thing you can do. At the end, you just drop 13 cards, and you cycle through your decks. You actually get to a point where you're ran out of cards to play, so you just have to wait to the next turn to recircle, buy some. Because it even gets to a point where if you've discarded anything, you still bring it back. But then you wear them out. So it's a very good game. It's the big daddy of all of them. Not sure there's any negatives because they've done really well. It's well played. Most people know how to play it by now, or they can explain it to you very well.
Right.
And it's got the basis of most of the mechanics of all the deck building games come from here. So this is the daddy, and it's been tuned, rewritten, and people now can explain it to each other pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah.
There are some expansions out there, but I haven't played many of those, but there's some that kind of are outside of the game. They don't play well by themselves, but most of those expansions go right into the base game. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
So it's a great game. The only thing, there have been some things that add very large victory point cards that I thought were too cheating. It made it, there shouldn't be a card, I believe, that should allow you to, that should be an obvious 100% choice.
Okay.
There shouldn't, everything should have a trade-off.
Okay.
I believe, but that's, it's a fun game, and it's good art, beautiful, and they're, each release is thematic.
Well, cool. Well, thank you for talking with me about Dominion. Okay, so I'm here with a Mr. Smith, I believe it is.
That is correct.
So what game did you play?
I played Dominion with four persons.
Okay. And what did you think of it?
Well, it's a very good game. I will say I have played this game before, so it has a lot of variety, which is a good aspect of it that allows replayability of it.
Okay. So what's something good that you want to say about Dominion?
It's a great four-person game. It's not terribly long. It's easily learnable, but it has a large variety of strategies that you can utilize with it.
Okay. Is there anything bad that you can...
There are some cards that kind of break it. Of course, in the setup of the game, you can just choose not to pick those particular cards, and you can tailor that to the gameplay style of the people at the table.
Okay. And if you had to put something in an other category for Dominion?
Well, I will say that, as I stated before, I've played Dominion several times with many of the expansions, but this was the base game, but it was a reprinting of the base game. So it had all new artwork, which is actually very good artwork for the reprinting of it. And the base game had a few extra cards that you haven't seen before in the base game, and I don't believe they were in previous expansions either.
Very cool. Thank you for coming by the Swarmcast booth and talking about Dominion, Mr. Smith.
All right.
Hope you have more fun. Play more games at Scarab Gaming.
I will.
Okay, so I'm here with Doug. Hey, Doug, how's it going?
Pretty good, sir.
So what game did you play here at Scarab?
I played Dominion.
Oh, and did you enjoy that?
Oh, yes, I did.
Cool. So what's something good that you want to say about Dominion?
Dominion is very varied each time you play it, because you can select a different number of cards or different types of cards. Mm-hmm. And so it's different every time you play it, and I enjoy that.
Okay. Is there anything bad that you want to say about Dominion?
Well, when you're playing an additional game that is varied from the first, it takes a while to sort through the cards and set them all up. So, but okay. Other than that, it was good.
Okay. And what about something that is something that you might say would fall into our other category for Dominion?
Well, the other category is, depending on the selection of cards, if you play it randomly, there may be a lot of cards which allow people to hurt each other while playing the game. And I like to play friendly games, so when people play those cards that want to attack me, then
I gotcha.
I have to deal with that.
I gotcha. And that could go either way. Some
That's
people might
right.
like that.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay. Well, awesome. Thank you, Doug, for coming by and talking to us about your experience with playing Dominion at Scarab 2018.
You're welcome, sir.
Right.
As a board game reviews from the Swarmcast, if you don't like it, then come over and kick your...
Tail! Tail! Toast meant to say tail. Toast.
Why do you do that?
Oh, yeah.